The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. I try to set aside one day a week to have a date with my wife. We try to communicate with each other and just do things that we both like to do. Well, recently on our date day, I took her to lunch to one of our favorite restaurants. It's normally a festive atmosphere, but oftentimes has romantic music that we enjoy listening to. This day, however, two men sat near us, and one of them received and made several calls on his cell phone. His voice carried over to our table very distinctly. At first, we tried to ignore his multiple conversations, but that didn't work. Then we tried talking a little louder so we could hear each other. That didn't work either. Needless to say, it would be later before we could communicate. I often notice people texting or talking on their phones who are supposed to be giving their undivided attention to someone else. While modern technology can be a wonderful tool in advancing the kingdom of Christ, which is why the Lord gave us this knowledge, by the way, it can also be an instrument by which we grossly violate the property rights of others. Perhaps you're thinking, property rights? What's that? That's the whole problem. We no longer understand property rights. Property rights are rooted in the fact that God is sovereign. That is, He rules over everything. He owns everything, including the space you have in a restaurant or an eating table anywhere. That's why it's not right for more than one person at a time to talk at an eating table. If God has given to you that airspace in which to say something, and I start talking at the same time as you, I have invaded your God-given airspace. I have violated your space, your property. It's only been the last 100 years in America that we've been moving away from the biblical truth that God owns everything, including these lives which have our name attached to them. And the more we try to, in schools and homes, to teach manners to our children, basing manners only on the idea that another person deserves your respect, the less respect we see being given to others. Why? Because if we're not the property of God, I can invade your property rights, reasoning that my ideas or desires are more important than yours. And if I'm not going to be accountable to God and have to have my ideas judged by Him with His standard of the Bible, then I'm my own highest authority. Therefore, your ideas are not as important as mine. Thus, I conclude I should get most of the talk time in a conversation. And does our sinful pride love that one? Is this ringing a bell with you? Early Americans, like the Pilgrims, taught their children that they must respect the property rights of others, which included listening more than speaking, especially if their children were with people older than themselves, and to have talked with someone when they were to be giving their attention to someone else. To have done that brought the quickest and severest rebuke. They learned in their school books to respect the property rights of others. Noah Webster's Blueback Speller, which educated the nation through the 1800s, taught students, "Keep your seat and sit still. You must not say a word," it said, "nor laugh, nor play. Look at your book. Study your lesson." In other words, children were to respect the right of the teacher to do the talking. Only when they were asked questions were they to speak. George Washington was taught by his parents at home. They used a book entitled The Rules of Civility to teach him to read and write. The very first rule stated this: every action done in company ought to be done with some sign of respect to those that are present. Another rule stated, read no letters, books, or papers in company of others. To put it in our language, don't text or talk on the phone in the presence of others. The Bible says, be swift to hear, but slow to speak. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about this ministry by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.